Asia-wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. In the studio, we have these fine people. Introduce yourself, guys. One, two, three.
안녕하세요.
울리는.
Hey.
Right on. One by one, left to right. Who are we speaking to today?
Your left.
All right, cool.
Our left.
Hey, guys, this is Will from AO Crew.
Hi, guys, this is Johnny from AO Crew.
Hey, guys, it's Cecilia from AO Crew.
Cecilia, you have a fine jacket on today.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're bringing the bling. How are you guys?
Are we good? We're good.
Yeah, good.
It's been a little while since you've come into the studio.
How have you guys been?
Oh, you know, we're all right. A little bit older, a little bit tighter.
Oh, same.
Did you miss us?
Well, we don't.
John missed you a lot.
We don't feel like we're missing you because we get to see you online all the time.
Aww.
Just like those late nights, lonely, nothing to do.
Three glasses of wine down.
Get onto, you know, AO Crew videos. Let's talk about a few of the things you've been working on in the last 12 months. So should we start with some of your covers, Johnny? Like, tell us a few of your dance covers you've been working on and uploading over the last 12 months.
Oh, we've done a good range of covers on our YouTube page over the last year. Really, really, really happy and very proud about the community. That the community feedback that we've been getting and the amount of love that we've been getting, it's always amazing. It's really humbling. Mm. We've been doing like a broad range from BTS. We did a couple of covers of BTS.
Not today.
We did Monster X most recently.
Yeah, it hasn't been dropped though.
So it should be dropped by the time this airs. So I hope you guys enjoyed it when
Magic
it comes out.
Radio.
Magic of radio.
Yeah. Already getting great views, Will.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much.
Right there.
But yeah, we're definitely always on the lookout for new and exciting dance projects so we can upskill us as dancers and performers. Mm. And we're always, you know, keen for another project.
Peter that's in the studio is quite the dancer.
Yes, amazing.
That's
we just met just now, and yeah, we can't wait to check out all this stuff on his YouTube page.
You know what I think the great thing is, guys, that you've been around for, I think we were saying the other day, is it 6-7 years?
Five.
Nearly five. We already talked about this interview off air. But like, you know, you guys just keep going from strength to strength, more popular. Every video seems to be more popular.
Thank you.
Some of those last videos, like your Taeyong cover and stuff like that, like they were big numbers, big views. And then, like, I got onto your YouTube channel today, and I think one of your BTS covers, like your most recent one, was like your most popular viewed video now. Like, and it's, you know, it wasn't released that long ago. Your newer videos are kicking ass. You know what I mean?
even
when they were popular before.
The power of BTS
fans.
You
know more about this stats more than them. They're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah. I think also it's just rapidly increasing because within the past 12 months, we did actually hit 50,000 subscribers.
So how do you actually decide which songs you're going to do some choreography for?
It really depends on like what's around at the time. I feel like, just honestly speaking, as a crew, we push out videos quite a little bit later than most other cover crews, just from what I've seen.
I agree.
I think we really take our time with it. So we really need to be careful about how long the actual, how long it would take and, you know, when we can push it out and stuff like that.
Because isn't there a risk that you've got to get it out there pretty quickly, don't you? So do you kind of see like a teaser's just dropped, you go, oh shit, we need to go on this? Like, this is probably going to be the one we're going to do. Because like once it's out and then, you know, it's out for a couple of weeks, then people are onto the next track. Then all of a sudden you're all sitting there trying to edit late night.
I feel you on that one. But I think a lot of times we need to wait for the choreography to really drop for us to really decide on it, just because there are some parts where you can't really see what's happening in the actual like MV itself. Depending on what song and again popularity of the song, then we can really go. We have different strategies for different things in that sense.
Guys, you got a favorite so far? Is it hard to say?
There's a couple of favorites.
What's
your top three?
Top three. Should we just say one each?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh no, what if you choose mine?
Then it's a good one.
Yeah. Maybe start from C.
What? Okay. C? I think my favorite one is Call Me Baby.
Oh, that was a good one.
I think that was high production, had like the full crew. And it had
cars
pretty good views.
And everything.
Yeah. And luckily,
I think that's his favorite too.
Yeah.
Can I go along with this song?
Yeah!
Ayo groupie. Johnny?
I think probably my favorite was a more recent one, the BTS Blood, Sweat and Tears cover that we did. That was one of my favorites.
The outfits were on point.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really kind. Thank you.
That's actually my one too, to be honest. Okay. Because, you know, like...
You guys like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
It's because we, you know, we competed with that song most recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we really have, you know, had a very good experience, I guess, doing that song.
For those that don't know, so you competed to that song. Mm-hmm. Which competition was that, Will?
So that is the KWF 2017. The Melbourne Festival that we've competed in, and we're lucky enough to win. Right now, we're just waiting to, I think, August 10th to really see if we got in to go to Korea or not.
Awesome. We'll be hanging out for that.
You should have yelled up.
Janet J. John Show, Asian Pop Radio. We are here with the AO crew. Now, Will.
Hey.
Will, I believe you're going to drop a bit of a bombshell for us today on the show. We spoke about this last week. I don't know if you've changed your mind since. Do you want to share a little bit of, give us a little bit of insight of what's happening in your life?
So, just before I, you know, get into that, once again, we are going to Korea probably towards the end of September if we get into the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think putting that on, that will probably be my last performance for AO crew.
Wow.
Song says drop to the ground.
Yeah. You know, I think as of 25th of August, I'll be moving to Shanghai.
Wow.
He's leaving us.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But yeah, and
how does the crew feel about that, Cecilia?
I don't know if we're happy or sad. Nah, we're couldn't
be more excited.
Gutted.
It's gonna be. No, I'm joking.
Like, at the same time,
spotlight over to Johnny.
Now, officially speaking, I would no longer be the director of AO crew, and you know, I'll still be a part of the crew, but you know, the mantle would be passed to someone else.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a very exciting chapter in my life as well as the crew. Like, I'll always be with them, you know, no matter what happens. Always you know, keep in contact
on the YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Message and comments
in the comments. So what are you, what, why, can we say why you're moving to Shanghai? What are you working on?
So as part of AO crew, I think a lot of us are, you know, strive to be dancers as a career, and I just see that as the next chapter in my life in terms of what I want to do in a bigger city. Yeah. Not taking anything away from Melbourne, because Melbourne will always be home for me. But yeah, I just want to go out there and explore before I get too old to do that.
Yeah, sure. Cecilia, like Johnny, yes. It's hard to balance, you know, commitments and be part of the crew, isn't it? You know, job, other aspirations, like, you find it a constant challenge? You sympathise with Will?
Yeah, like, just of what Will just said, like, we could not be more proud of Will and everything that he's achieved and everything that he's done for the crew, and we could not be more proud that he's taking the next step on his journey to be the world's greatest dancer. So, we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
In terms of balancing jobs and work commitments, it is tough at times, but look, at the end of the day, this is something that we all love, and it's something that we've been doing together now for, you know, 5 years, and it's something that we love to do for the fans and the community as well. So I don't think for us it's ever going to be to a point where we have to stop, because there's still going to be the love there and the passion and the community as well. So it's AO crew is just going to be a part of our lives forever. So please look forward to it. Yay!
It never really feels like a chore, because like you said, the balance and the time, but when we're spending time with each other, it's just like, you know, having fun with friends.
It's a family at the end of the day. Like, you know, we spend so much time together, and you know, it's our way to let loose and have fun and be creative, because, you know, part of our jobs, day jobs, you know, we might not get the chance to do that as much, so this is our outlet to be creative and expressive.
Yes.
Fantastic. Are we going to talk about our other project now?
Just before
segue, that it was so sentimental.
Done, ticked off the list. Next. Now, Will.
Yeah, just one more thing. You know, I just want to really use this chance to really thank the fans for supporting us all these years. You know, without you guys, we wouldn't have done any of this, to be honest. So yeah, thank you for your continued support, and you know, we'll always be here. So, you know,
Will.
No, I'm just thinking, I'm
Will won't be, but we will.
Just thinking, I'm looking forward to the day we have fans. I wonder what it's like. Now, guys, credit where it's due.
Jay John, I'm your fan.
Thanks,
your
Johnny. Fan.
We all love you.
Come on, you guys. Look, we're really ecstatic for you and excited, Will, that that's coming up later on in the year. And I'm sure you're going to kick some ass in Shanghai and do some good things for the people over there that want to learn a few dance moves, amongst other things.
Appreciate it.
Now, radio-wise, we're going to be working on a project together?
Yes, we are.
Do you want to tell us about what people can expect from that?
I think we're still ironing out some details, as you know, but we're very excited to return to Asia Pop Radio. AO Crew will be hosting a show, which is going to be really, really exciting, and that will be broadcasted everywhere. It's going to be really, really exciting.
And so we'll be featuring it on our stream, online, and of course on our podcast on iTunes. So you'll have to keep listening to the Jenna and Jay John show.
Very excited.
For more details.
It's going to be good. Like, you know, we did a couple of episodes in the past, and the feedback that we got from that was really, really great. And it's something now that we feel like we're ready to take on another challenge. And it's going to be really, really fun.
If we can do it.
Yeah, we don't want to sound we don't want to sound needy, but we've been kicking and screaming, waiting for it to happen since the last time.
It's going
to
be lots of fun.
So, rotating roster of AO Crew members.
Yeah,
I think you'll all be back at some stage.
This is going to be something that we still need to sit down and have a coffee over and iron out the details. But
Oh shit! I won't be here. I'll just be watching from outside in the window waving. Yeah.
Sorry, we've taken over the studio.
Well, guys, thanks for coming in today. Thank you to the AO Crew. Onward and upward. Looking forward to the next. Do you want to tell us what the next video is? Do we know yet?
We're not sure about the next video just yet. But
what do you want from us?
Nah, but on the 12th of August, we are actually going to Brisbane for the Brisbane Korean Festival.
Yep.
So yeah, that's very exciting for us.
Then to back up dance for G-Dragon.
Oh, that's a dream.
No, he's going to be in Melbourne. We're in Brisbane.
Right.
So he's here on the 12th, and
there'll be no one left in Brisbane.
Yeah, true. That's going to be
true. That's very true.
No. Sounds good.
They have a Brisbane show, so they'll be fine.
Fantastic. Maybe we can check in with you a bit closer to that as well.
Yeah. Cool. Amazing.
For sure.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
on Asia Pop Radio.
Weep, 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 weep.
Hey guys, this is Juby. Thanks for listening to another podcast session with Asian Pop Radio. We hope you love AO Crew just as much as we do. And if you want to support them, you can definitely look them up. They have Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. And oh God, who knows what other social media they have. If you want to hear more of us, you can keep yourself updated by subscribing to our podcasts on Podomatic. You can find Asian Pop Radio's podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Thanks for listening in.